God, it didn't get better.
Right. You would think things would be ready to go. You would think that the company would care just as much as Ant and I. We still want to do this radio thing, do they?
I want to talk into this microphone, but...
I have you as cranked.
You think they'd want it to work? Oh, I know.
You sound like a disaster. You know what? You sound like crap.
Yeah.
Well, maybe today they'll fix it.
I got to be right on top of the mic. I got to be right on top of this mic like this.
Which is uncomfortable.
I back off a little bit. It just.
And that's engineers that don't understand how a radio show works. Those unidirectionals are for those professional broadcasters that have to sound perfect.
Are they? Like the pros next door to us at CBS?
Yeah.
Oh, God, shut up.
Yeah. God,
that was annoying this morning.
The guy's cranking up commercials now.
Yeah. We're trying to, you know, read the papers and look at the online and everything like that, and he's blasting commercials.
And then Stunt Brain goes, can you turn down the commercial? And what'd he say?
I'll try.
What do you mean you'll try? Just do it.
Try. Yeah. It's
you're a dopey board op.
Turn the volume down. God, they take their crap so seriously over there.
Board ops are good at numbers. 3, 2, 1, push the button.
Push button.
That's what I do for a living. 3, 2, 1, push the button. We're actually trying to get things done here.
What are we trying to get done?
Huh?
Oh, like topics.
Well, Robert Kelly noticed something.
Yeah.
That if the listeners only knew. right before the... Mics go live. I took my headphones off. First of all, it took about 5 minutes to get Anthony's attention.
Well, I had to bounce a jacker. There seemed to be a jacker in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In the Pal Talk room?
Yeah. It was called Big Black Jacker or something. Left nothing to the imagination once I popped the camera up.
Yeah.
That's exactly what his name said.
You would think you'd go like, I don't know. Like something maybe not as obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, check out my cam or something.
Friendly Christian?
Yeah, just anything. But except that, you know what you're getting.
But I think Bobby had
Barack's cousin.
I think Bobby had like almost like a anxiety attack. Because I take my headphones off, I get Anthony's attention. I go, hey, what do you want to talk about? And Bobby's looking at us like, what? You're about to go live and you don't even know what you want to do for your first break?
No,
that's why the show works.
We have no clue.
Hey, yeah, but the answer was the best. Hey, what do you want to talk about? I don't think I've ever answered that.
I don't think I've ever had an answer. Or what do you want to start with?
And then he went,
yeah, what do you want to start with?
Yeah, but he didn't even go. He went, okay, cool. Yeah. All right, hey, it's Open Anthony Show.
Yeah, of course, okay, cool.
Because that means business as usual.
No, the only reason I asked that is because Ant could have got pulled over, more stuff could have been burned. I don't know.
Sometimes
he has these crazy things happen in his life, but he doesn't tell anyone until after the show. I'm like, dude, that's a 7:20 break.
Now, the only thing
I don't care about
720.
Oh, yeah. I look at what's going on in his life. I go, 6:20 will hit the I got pulled over.
Yeah.
7:20 definitely is anything to do with an ex. Solid. 7:20 is when everybody's listening. You save your good stuff for 7:20 usually.
7:20, really?
Oh, yeah. 7:20 and 7:40.
7:20, 7:40?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
But the reason the show works is because we don't have a flow chart. You know, most shows have like a pie chart. Okay, from 6 to 6:10, we'll just kind of throw the ball around.
Right.
Throw the ball around.
And then we'll do some headlines and a little weather, maybe some local sports. And they have it all planned out. So then if something is happening off the cuff, they can't do it. And that's why most radio shows suck.
Yeah.
Because they got to follow their schedule.
But you guys are fluid. You're like water.
Well, you know what? We haven't even done anything yet. By the end of the show, it'll be another great one.
Another one in the can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we don't even know what's going to happen. That's the beauty of this.
It's crazy.
I did pull a great move in the tunnel, though.
Yeah?
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, that goddamn Midtown Tunnel, they put cones in there. So depending on what easy pass lane you go through, you could end up in the right lane of the tunnel or the left lane of the tunnel. You don't have a choice once you go through. There's cones.
Would you hit the red button in the middle and just do the ceiling like Men in Black?
Cool. Yeah, drive on the ceiling. I go in and I get stuck behind, I don't know, a Model T, an oldie time milk truck,
and
a tricyclist.
And the last horse and carriage.
Yes, the last horse and carriage.
Heading out west.
It was, a young pioneer family heading out west to stake their claim.